Voyage.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone. This is Nat Mundell from Voyage Media, and I'm here today with Dean Norris. What a thrill for our scripted mini-series, Mahalo with a Bullet. So Dean, as I'm sure you guys know, is an incredibly accomplished actor, of course, beloved by fans and me for his role as Hank Schrader in Breaking Bad. Dean has also appeared in tons of TV and movies, for example, Under the Dome, Claws, Death Wish, and more recently, The United States of Al, and The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Such a thrill to meet you, and welcome, and so grateful to have you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you having me. It's fun to be here.
Yeah, so we love to share with our listeners some of the thinking underneath these performances and these scripted podcasts. So, you know, right off the bat, what was your first reaction in reading these scripts?
Well, it's the first time I had read a script that was a podcast, to be quite frankly with you. I mean, I've obviously listened to podcasts and things like that. So it really felt like we were going back to the grand old days of like radio, you know, radio shows that we've kind of heard historically. I mean, I obviously wasn't around in those days, but heard them historically, you know, and they have some kind of legends and iconic shows that were done on the radio. And I found it really interesting that in a way here we are back again in that kind of a storytelling mechanism, you know. First of all, I thought that historically is interesting that with all the, you know, all that's going on in the world and all the advancement in technology and stuff we've been through, you can still tell a captivating, interesting story through just words alone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, plus music and sound design, that's half of movie and television is what you hear, you know? So it's interesting when, almost like when you develop those, when a blind person develops an increased sensation about their other senses that are still very much alive, but they increase in their abilities, the audio and sound mix and sound design become a really integral part of storytelling. So, you know, what did you think about your character, and how did you find your way into this this Rico?
I mean, he just kind of reminded me of some you know, some really famous kind of almost like the Pulp Fiction guys when they decide to re-examine their lives. You know what I'm saying? Sam Jackson character in particular. And it's such an interesting concept for a character when you're specifically one way, and then comes that moment, or that it's maybe not just a moment, but there comes that time in your life where you have to, your character, the essence of your character changes. And obviously Rico has this, you know, for whatever reasons, decides that he's going to change his life a bit. I guess, you know, maybe falling in love is the most obvious part of that. But that I think that makes for a very interesting character when you're at that juncture, you know.
Yeah, and that seems to be, you know, if you look at your career, do you find yourself selecting roles that have that significant turning point? And also, what are your thoughts on the redemptive quality of his character?
Yeah, I mean, the redemptive part is, I think, obviously the most interesting. I think that's an interesting part in stories in general. You know, I mean, going back to first storytelling, you know, Bible stories and stuff. I mean, you know, redemption is an interesting concept, I think, in dramas. You know, is it real? Can it happen? Is it possible? All those kinds of stuff, you know. And I think we as human beings always want to know. I think that's why we're attracted to that as human beings, because, you know, we all probably want to be redeemed for certain things, maybe not for killing as many people as Rico has, but something in us as a human, as humans, want to say, hey, you know, can we be redeemed for something that we have done and for our past and all that kind of stuff? So I think that makes it a really interesting concept. And just as an actor, it's always interesting to play, you know, again, I guess I'm repeating myself a bit, but going back to playing characters that then change. And that's, you know, it's just an attractive thing to get to play.
So it sounds like this is your first audio drama. Is that right?
It's absolutely my first audio drama.
Now, aside from, you know, sort of that historical perspective of hearkening back to the olden days of radio, like what's motivated you to play a role?
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I just started even getting into podcasts in general, and I haven't listened to any scripted podcast yet. But I'm doing a show now in Los Angeles, and I live outside of Los Angeles a bit. So I've been driving. I get to come back and forth. I got about an hour drive. So I'm kind of tired of the news and my classic rock. So I've switched to listening to podcasts. And I never really thought of it. You know, there's so many things that can grab your attention in the world, with books and movies and, you know, games and all these things. But so I didn't really, I wasn't a big podcast person, but now I am, because I've, I find it really fascinating how interested I can get in a topic, in a deep dive into a topic, which is what these podcasts are. So I thought it'd be interesting to then check out some scripted stuff.
What are some of your favorite podcasts that you listen to?
Well, you know, I started, of course, with the famous Joe Rogans and stuff, right. And Serial. I love all those stuff about you know, I really kind of like the true crime stuff, because I think it lends itself to the podcast concept, where you can really deep dive into these cases. You know, I've shied away from some of the, maybe I'll give it a better shot later, but I've shied away from some of like the celebrity chit chat stuff, because I can get that on, you know, Howard Stern or this and that, you know, but the ones where they deep dive into topics, and that's what Joe Rogan does too, obviously, I find it to be really interesting.
Yeah, agreed. Well, you know, what are you up to next in your career? What are some of the roles you're taking on, and what do you want these listeners to know what's coming for you?
We're hard at work and pretty much booked solid for United States of Al. We just started back for our second season, and we'll be doing that through the spring. And it's because of recent events, it's kind of taken on a whole new, it's about, if people who don't know, it's about an Afghan interpreter who comes back with his Marine buddy to live in the United States. And they live with me, who's the father of the Marine. And also my character is an ex, or not an ex, but a retired Marine. So all of a sudden, you know, when we started, I barely knew this was an issue, and now all of a sudden it's in the news on a daily basis in some really horrific ways, but also hopefully some hopeful ways. So
yeah, well, congrats, man. And yeah, it's a you know, it sort of sucks that it's timely, because the reasons it's timely really suck,
right? And we hope we can, you know, for one, we've helped a lot of people because we have a relationship with the military, and a lot of connections with Afghans who are writers and stuff like that. So we've been able to help a lot of people get out, but also what they really hope to do, and again, half of the writing staff are Afghans, is to try to process this and shed some, you know, some understanding of all this concept. And we obviously had to rewrite a few things, because the things kind of overtook us, but it's going to be, I'm really excited, because I think it's going to make an interesting concept forward here.
Yeah, that's really cool and somewhat special that the show itself has a path to, you know, providing some support and help. This is, sort of gone a direction I wasn't anticipating, but is there anywhere that you recommend that people help in this particular situation, like a website or a charity or any kind of
action? Yeah, there's one that's associated. It's called noonelefthbehind.org. And people, we did a PSA for that It's basically helping Afghan interpreters, people who work with the U.S. military, because they're coming over here with nothing. You know, they're coming over here. They're coming here just to save their lives, and they're kind of starting over again. So we will continue as over the next months and years to promote that and try to you know, get people to help these people.
Well, Dean, if this occurs as relevant at all, we have an anthology podcast called True War Stories that we just started releasing. So if anyone you know thinks that you know, they want to share a personal anecdote, we have a vehicle for that, and we'd be happy to, you know, if you want to introduce us to anyone that you think that would be relevant for, we'd be happy to help.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sure that I'm sure we could find those people on set. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much again for participating in Mahalo with a Bullet. Can't wait to listen myself. And listeners, you know, again, thank you to Dean for joining us. We're very grateful. And you can find Mahalo with a Bullet on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or frankly, anywhere you listen. So again, thank you, Dean. Thanks for joining us. And I'm Nat Mundell from Voyage, signing off.
Thanks, man. Bye.